We're back on this Tuesday morning on KID's Morning News. Joining me is Greg Pruitt with the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Greg, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, good morning, Neil. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I wanted to talk about your rally that you had a couple of Saturdays ago. Big, big turnout. It was largely ignored by Idaho's mainstream press, but it was over 2,000 people. Is that right?
Yeah, by our count, we had approximately 2,000 people that showed up, and I think, you know, three or four news outlets across the entire state even bothered to cover it, which it was pretty low, I would think.
Well, yeah, you would think so, especially with all of the talk that we've had in recent years over gun control and the gun issue. So, I mean, these outlets that showed up, were they just like local TV and local newspaper outlets, or was it more of a statewide media, like a regional paper or Associated Press?
No, it was mostly the local news up here in the Treasure Valley and the Boise area that showed up, KTVB and some of the others. Yeah. And surprisingly, in years past, we've actually had much better coverage from the press across the state, but for some reason they decided not to, which I thought was kind of funny because the local press has been really frustrated with Paulette Jordan, for instance, who only does national media stuff, and they're complaining about not being able to get a hold of her. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, hey, you can show up at our event and talk to some fantastic gun owners, but nobody showed up. So I guess, you know, that's the media for you.
So give us a summary. I was actually traveling out of the state that weekend, but maybe give us a summary of the rally, how it turned out. What was the one main message that came from it?
So the main message, we were trying to do two things. Number one, get gun owners excited about the midterm elections. You know, we could have held this rally back in April and March when the gun control activists held their rally, and we would have lost a lot of that momentum by now. And so we wanted to have a rally just before the midterm elections, or a couple months away. In addition to that, we want to talk about some specific issues such as red flag laws and ensuring that gun owners knew to oppose these red flag laws that are sweeping the country right now. And honestly, Neil, I mean, there were probably over 1,000 guns at least at this rally. And shockingly, none of them jumped up and shot anybody. It was incredible. We were told that guns are evil, and
right.
You know, you figure at a rally with 2,000 people and 1,000 guns that they would have just got up and started shooting people, but nothing happened.
Well, I'm glad that the guns behaved themselves this time around. That's good.
Yeah, so, we were lucky.
So, Greg, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned Paulette Jordan. She says every time, especially if she's in a mixed audience where she knows there might be some conservatives or Republicans, she makes it a point to point out that she's a gun owner. She supports the Second Amendment, which, I mean, that could mean a whole bunch of things. I do know the NRA has given her a 7% rating. I know she said some things in a debate about the AR-15 not having a place in Idaho. Maybe talk about where Paulette Jordan stands, or at least your perception of where she stands on this particular issue.
Yeah, you know, guns in Idaho, obviously one of the hottest topics always is, you know, coming out opposed to guns in Idaho generally is not good for your political career. And, you know, we sent her a survey, as we have all candidates, and she has not returned that survey to us. But like you had mentioned previously, in the, I think, Idaho Statesman debate and a KTVB debate, she had mentioned some stances that I thought kind of took me off guard, because usually you don't hear him say that stuff publicly, where she said AR-15s don't have a place in Idaho. I'm thinking that's a bold stance to take as a gubernatorial candidate in Idaho. But honestly, you know, Neil, if you look across the country right now, gubernatorial candidates in Georgia and Montana and Texas, you know, all these candidates, whether it's Senate or gubernatorial, are taking hardcore gun control stances, which historically has not been very good for those campaigns, but they're trying it again. I just don't see it as having shifted from where it was 2 years ago.
Let's shift our attention to Brett Kavanaugh here. Obviously, the Supreme Court has weighed in previous years on gun control. Right now, the latest precedent is fairly favorable with the decision that came, the Heller decision that came down. That was landmark, really. But when you look at Kavanaugh and his record, how do you feel about his posture toward the Second Amendment?
You know, if you look at some of the opinions that Brett Kavanaugh has written, I'm not honestly all that impressed with the way that he's used the Second Amendment. It could be much stronger, in my opinion. But the one thing that I think gun owners would be happy about with Brett Kavanaugh, if he is, you know, eventually voted and confirmed, is he would probably strike down a so-called assault weapons ban nationwide. And I really think that's the best hope that gun owners are going to get from Brett Kavanaugh, because the Supreme Court, as you know, haven't taken up a major case since Chicago McDonald in 2010. It's been quite a while, and I would not be surprised in the next 4 or 5 years to see an assault weapons ban from one of the East Coast districts get taken up, and then eventually the Supreme Court rules that they're unconstitutional.
Yeah. Well, yeah, certainly that could. And I also wanted to ask you, since we're kind of limited on our time here, we just have a minute or so left, what is on your legislative wish list? What would you like to see happen in the legislature in the next session or two?
Yeah, so we, you know, the Stand Your Ground bill that passed earlier this year really didn't do anything, and that's by admission of the bill sponsor. All they did was kind of codify what was already in place. We want to strengthen our Stand Your Ground laws and our Castle Doctrine, and to include criminal immunity and some other stuff. And so that's going to be our primary focus. But we're also being told there is some gun control coming again this next session, and so we will be pushing to make sure the legislators know that we are opposed to any and all forms of gun control.
All right. We're talking with Greg Pruitt. With the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance, their website is idahosaa.org. That's idahosaa.org. Greg, always good to talk with you. We appreciate the work that you do and the time that you've spent with us this morning. Thank you.
No problem, Neil. Thanks for having me on.